This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Meat Wrench. Welcome, everybody, to the Cool Parents Podcast. I am Curtis Charles.
I'm Turbo Boy.
Turbo Boy.
Yeah.
You doing
Turbo,
a race?
Turbo Justy.
Turbo, wasn't that a guy from American Gladiators?
Nope.
Big muscle guy. No.
No.
Yeah, no, it was Turbo. Ice. They had ice.
I didn't watch that show.
Malibu's on there.
Oh, yeah.
They got Malibu. Stain. My favorite fighter, Stain.
Yeah.
Is on there.
This is good radio.
My buddy Stink was on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
He beat Rod.
Cool.
So.
You ever make your voice sound like a wah-wah pedal?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. You do it long enough, you eventually turn into Jesse Ventura.
Wow.
Come on, Chris. Wow.
I was there. Wow.
Don't tell me I was there.
No, I got a new thing now. It makes me feel my youth again.
Are you kidding me?
Have you ever heard
Greta Van
Fleet?
Oh, this guy's not quite Robert Plant, but he's almost there.
With a little bit of Geddy Lee from Rush. I'd like to start this episode off right.
I'm going to get you a magic meatball for your birthday.
Does it tell the future? Is it like a magic eight ball? But
yeah.
Meat.
They did it on Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Filbert had a magic meatball.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well. Yeah. And it was alive.
Okay.
It looked like a little poop.
Meatball.
We got a good show today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you about what we got. We've got...
Wow.
We got Googie Reviewbies coming.
I like that. I like those.
Yeah. That's going to be our main event today. Googie Reviewbies.
Yeah.
Where we look at the Google reviews of various businesses across these great continents. This one we went intercontinental a little bit. You'll see. We also got the 4th of July coming up.
Yeah.
July the 4th, when Columbus stole America and George Washington floated a boat across the great Mississippi River and straight into the White House.
Right.
In light of that, we're going to talk about a song from Lynyrd Skynyrd that our buddy Chris Milkman, patron and listener and friend, name of Chris Milkman. He suggested we take a look at this song called Red, White, and Blue by Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, so we're good Americans.
Yep.
There will be a fair amount of cowboy voice this time, so just don't worry about it.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Oh. I'm certain. I am certain. Sometimes we like to do things a little bit slower.
Sometimes it's good to just slow things down a little bit.
Let's talk about Dunbar real quick for a second.
Hunter Dunbar.
There's
Moose?
We've been watching the 2007 season of, I think it was 2007 season of The Real World. And there's a guy on there named Dunbar, and he's from the South. They interviewed him at the beginning, and they just like always ask, like, what do you like to do in your free time or whatever, to introduce themselves? And they'll always be like, I love sucking dicks and squeezing tits or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they're like, I love to party, or like, I'm an athlete and all I care about is winning. And then they came up on Dunbar and he goes, I love cutting grass.
Yeah, that little...
I love to cut grass. And then they asked him like more, like he was supposed to elaborate in some way, but he just kept coming back to the grass.
Yeah.
He's just like, boy, I love cutting grass. Every night after work, I come home and I think about cutting grass when I'm not cutting grass.
He's passionate about it. That's a good thing to be passionate about,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, keep a nice lawn.
I like Dunbar. Is he all right?
He's maybe. We find out he was like abused and stuff. So like his shittiness is kind of, you kind of see why. He's got some traumas that will not define him. What will define him is his fucking tractor.
And his name.
And Dunbar, yeah.
First name, Dunbar. Last name, not applicable.
Yeah, exactly.
Simply Dunbar.
First name, John Deere. Last name, Dunbar.
John Deere, tractor.
The first interview they did with him, he was sitting on his tractor. He was really proud of that thing, Dunbar.
That motherfucker loves to mow grass. It is satisfying, though, when you finish.
Oh, fuck,
you know,
yeah.
At the end.
I love it.
If you do a good job, you got a nice grid going.
I love mowing.
I just cummed.
Grass. I was playing the lawnmower simulator quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, just mowing lawns.
Did it have the noise?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And very realistic grass physics.
If I did that, I'd put the AirPods in and I'd listen to Shaniqua Don't Live Here No More. Well, I got the grass going.
No, the best grass cutting music I've decided.
I just told you.
And no, you haven't tried Disturbed.
Stupefy.
See, everybody gives that song gets all the credit, right? What song?
Stupefy.
What's that song? The
Down with the Sickness.
Down with the Sickness. Yeah, duh.
That's a couple of them though.
Yeah, but that's like their big one.
That one too. I don't know any other words to it, but
Stupefy doesn't get enough credit. That's a fact.
It's Stupefy.
Because yeah, he makes that sound
a lot,
and that's like part of the verse. So I wanted to dedicate a good portion of today's show to Stupefy in honor of America.
I gotta give a shout out to an American company as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
I got to say, Dr. Pepper has done it again. They've done it again.
The zero sugar?
Zero sugar, strawberries and cream.
What
Dr.
the
Pepper.
Fuck? Are you serious?
It tastes like a fucking, what do you call it?
Cum shot?
No, the candy.
Rolo.
No, they taste like strawberries and cream. They don't make them anymore. Huh?
Is it like a lifesaver or something?
No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The fuck it is. It's like a lifesaver.
Swirly?
Yeah. The fuck is it? What's it called?
Red Vine.
No.
Cream Savers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just started making those fuckers again.
Did they?
Yeah.
Cream is getting, I'm predicting it right here. Next year is the year of cream.
I love cream.
I'm a big cream guy. I love white food. Anything that's white, pretty much. Let's talk about Disturbed. Stupefy. Let me read the lyrics to you real quick. Okay?
Yeah.
Starts out with a spoken word intro. Yeah. Bringing you another disturbing creation from the mind of one sick animal who can't tell the difference and gets stupefied. Can't tell the difference between what and what?
I don't know.
I can't. This sick animal can't tell the difference and gets stupefied.
Yeah. Okay? Sure. Yeah.
That's what matters. I've been waiting my whole life for just one.
Ugh.
Yeah, it says fuck here, but he's definitely not saying fuck.
No, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
It doesn't sound like
during
it.
During the verse, he does.
Fuck!
He does one of those. Like, he does actually say words. I remember he does. And it all sounds the same, but he is saying stuff. But it's just one syllable words.
Fuck! Suck! I couldn't discern a difference. Like, I couldn't find any... noticeable difference, but let's see here.
The big difference.
Myself stupefy, coming back again. All I wanted was just one. Rock. Say that you don't give a rock. All I needed was just one. Rock. I'm gonna say that you don't give a rock. Myself stupefy, coming back again. All I wanted was just one. Rock.
Walk or Bach is what I'm hearing.
saying fuck. Is it every time?
That's what it says in this, but yeah. I've been waiting my whole life for just one.
Fuck!
All I needed was just one.
Fuck!
How can you say that you don't give a...
Fuck.
I find myself stupefied coming back again. All I wanted was just one.
Fuck!
One tiny little innocent.
Fuck!
And when I feel like I'm shit out of...
Luck.
Yeah.
Luck.
I find myself stupefied coming back again. Why? Do you like playing around with my narrow scope of reality? Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you like playing around with my narrow scope of reality? How come?
How come? Why you do?
I can feel it all start slipping away. See, but I don't get it. Don't you think maybe we could put it on credit? Don't you think it can take control when I don't let it? I get stupefied. It's all the same, you say. Live with it, but I don't get it. Don't you think maybe we could put it on credit? Don't you think it can take control when I don't let it? I get stupefied. I get stupefied. All the people in the left wing rock. All the people in the white wing
rock.
All the people in the underground
rock.
I find myself stupefied coming back again. All the people in the high rise.
Luck.
All the people in the projects.
Fuck.
All the gente in the barrio.
Luck.
I find myself stupefied coming back again. Then the chorus again. Do you like playing around with my narrow scope of reality? Yamanama.
Yuck.
And then a bunch of that shit just repeats until there's an interlude where all that is said is tefeshad. It's Hebrew, a Hebrew word for be afraid. And baby, don't deny me. No, don't deny me now. And darling, don't be afraid. And then he repeats, look in my face, stare in my soul, I begin to stupefy. Look in my face, stare in my soul, I begin to stupefy. And then he says, look in my face, step in my soul.
Yeah.
So it really makes you think.
Look in my face, step in my soul.
It really makes you think. So I remixed it. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's called Stupefy Your Ass.
Ladies and gents, turn up the sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana.
Ooh, I'm a rolling, yeah, bringing you another disturbing creation from the mind of one sick animal who can't tell the difference and get stupefied. And I've been waiting my whole life for just one.
Go!
And all I needed was just one.
Go!
And can you say that you don't give up?
Go!
I'm myself stupefied, I'm back again. All I wanted was just one. One time it's an innocent. When I feel like I'm straight out of myself, sticking by the memory of the lie. I can feel it all start slipping away.
Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass,
show me what you're working with.
Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass. I came there with my dick in my hand. Or maybe you can put my foot in your ass. Be cool. And don't worry about how I'm ripping shit when I'm flipping what I'm digging, nigga. This just what I do. I'm not professing and I'm not professing ass in the full grown devil's motherfucking peep step.
Walking you with all that far away, so we can both make fun of distance. We've had enough of boring and cold. We're looking back at the existence.
All the people in the left wing.
Shit.
And all the people in the right wing.
Fuck.
And all the people in the underground.
Shit.
I'm myself stepping by, coming back again. All the people in the high rise.
Shit.
And all the people in the projects.
Fuck.
And all the people in the audio.
Shit.
I'm myself stepping by, coming back again.
Whenever, wherever, we're meant to be together. How we can be near, now.
Hey, you fell, fix your head, throw that quick. Got powder for my bunabas and dollar for my bubbles. You think I'm tricking, bitch? I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice curves for your iceberg. Dragging here, I'm not gonna like it, do something to me. Hope this indecent proposal make it do something with me.
In my face, here in my soul, I begin to simplify.
Fuck a dollar, girl, pick up. But fuck a cow, girl, you need a real nigga. Off the top,
this
nigga,
hard.
Turn.
Oh, yeah.
Bend over, ho, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with.
Attention, all your ways and bills right now in the place to be.
Shake your ass.
I thought I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no small routines, no circus, devil
pants. Show me what you're working with.
You got the biggest one. Shake your ass.
Shake your ass. But watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with. Shake your ass. But watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with. Shake your ass. But watch yourself. Shake your ass.
Look in my face. Look in my face. Look in my face.
Look in my face. Look in my face. Look in my soul.
Look in my face. So I got stupefied a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you stupefied or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you better be.
Yeah.
You better be stupefied.
I think about getting my chin pierced.
Like, what? How?
like the guy from Disturbed. He's got a big chin.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's got those two huge hoops.
Yeah, he's got the hoops. They're half hoops or whatever that come down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pierce my chin. Yeah, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to pierce my chin.
I like to rock.
I want to have it pierced like from around behind my teeth.
Yeah.
And then loop out and under my chin, like, behind, you know, in my soft palate.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my soft palate pierced.
Look in my face, look in my soul.
Look in my face, look in my hole. Now I'm stupefied. Yes.
Yep.
So, speaking of yep, it's time to look at a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Do you want to read these?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
This is a good old-fashioned American song name of Red, White, and Blue. Red neck, white, and blue for back the blue.
What's it called?
Red, White, and Blue, mister. How dare you forget the red, white, the blue?
I want to see if I recognize it. Bunch of birds.
Freedom.
Plastic LA friends ain't on the edge of no popular trend.
I like the people in Lynyrd Skynyrd, like, not... Didn't the whole band, like, die in a plane crash or some shit?
Did they keep going after that?
They're still around.
Somebody must have lived. Let's see.
I gotta look. I heard that they're pretty much a cover band.
Oh, they're one of those. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This song came out in 2003.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. I never liked these fuckers.
It was written right after 9/11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're just trying to capitalize off of a national tragedy. No problem.
It's okay. Nothing more if patriotic. It's patriotic.
That's
yeah.
Right. Ridiculous.
I love these lyrics.
Why don't you tell me if you're such a patriot then, huh?
You tell me.
Why don't you tell me?
I think my Ventura is getting pretty strong.
I was in the Bay of Tonka. Bay of Pigs.
I was in the Gulf of Tonkin doing tricep extensions.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Peak.
I peaked.
Plane crash. Plane crash.
Dip a don't did it. A dog a don't baby the bunk a don't bit it. A don 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 a dope a dope bit it. I get stupefied.
How did they get my bye? Oh.
Oh. I get stupefied. Bye. I get stupefied.
Wow.
I get stupefied.
Okay. So the crash killed Ronnie Van Zant.
Yep.
and Steve Gaines.
Yep.
And Cassie Gaines.
Yep.
Assistant road manager Dean Kilpatrick.
Dean, yep.
Okay, so just remember, can you remember those names?
Nope.
Ronnie and Steve. Just Ronnie and Steve, okay?
Ronnie and Steve. Yep, yep.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yep. Yeah, Ronnie, yeah. Ronnie was the lead singer. And fucking, where is Steve? God damn it. I don't know who the fuck Steve is. Steve Gaines. He was, oh, he was on drums. Okay, Steve Gaines was on drums, so he died. So I guess the guitarist is still alive, you know.
Is he still in it?
No.
He's
His son, Ronnie Van Zant's son, is in it now.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's none of the original members.
No, no, none.
I don't know if it was at that point, but, you know.
None, yeah.
None, yeah. Okay, anyway. That's none of that's important.
What kind of friends do we have?
It's all trash.
What kind of friends do we have, huh?
My friends? My friends are patriots.
Yeah, but what are they like? What are they not?
I'll tell you what they're not.
What?
Sleeves on shirts. They don't have that.
They don't have that.
That's what they're not.
No, no. No Bud Light either.
Nope.
No, sir.
Did you see the thing? The Bud Light, the people that were boycotting Bud Light switched to Modelo. That's what? Like the new most popular beer. And they're owned by Budweiser.
Oh, are they? That's hilarious.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. We don't like to use our brains too much down around where I come from.
Look, we don't have no plastic LA friends.
No, we're in the lyrics now.
We aren't on the edge of no popular trend.
Nope, never will be.
We're staunch conservatives.
No.
That's not part of it. Have never seen the inside of that magazine GQ. Wouldn't be seen with it. Wouldn't be seen within 100 miles of
but
a GQ.
But if you think about the title, right, Gentleman's Quarterly, it really makes you think.
That's not what it stands for anymore. It's like KFC. It doesn't mean anything. It's just GQ.
Oh.
It's guacamole. Duh. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas oilman.
Oh, we care about that. We love us some Texas oil.
Or some waitress busting ass at some liquor stand.
Yep.
But if you got soul, we hang out with people just like you.
Anybody who's got soul.
And my hair's turning white. My neck's always been red. My collar's still blue. We've always been here just trying to sing the truth to you. Guess you could say we've always been red, white, and blue.
Wow. This really sounds like ChatGPT wrote this.
It does. We ride our bikes
to Sturgis. You ever been to Sturgis?
We ride our own bikes to Sturgis.
Oh, okay.
Pay our own dues.
Yep.
Smoking camels and drinking domestic brews.
Domestic brews. Nope. Not all of them.
If you want to know where I've been, yeah. Just look at my hand.
My hand?
Yes, I've driven by the White House, spent some time in jail.
Driven by it?
Yeah. He's been to D.C.
Oh, wow.
Mama cried all night. But she wouldn't pay my bail.
What a jerk. That's because that's daddy's job.
That's right. He's passed.
He is passed.
I have been no angel, but even God, he understands.
Understand.
Then the chorus again.
And yeah, that's right. That's right.
Verse 3, it's my personal favorite verse. Well, my daddy worked hard, and so have I.
And so did his daddy and his daddy before him.
Yeah, we paid our taxes and gave our lives to serve this great country.
So he's saying that he's dead.
I was going to say that, yeah.
He's dead, singing from beyond the
generation
grave.
Generation to generation. We have a long family history of death.
Of being dead.
Being dead. For our country. Oh.
Yeah, we start a ghost band.
Yeah. I wonder how they passed. Well, plane crash.
Right.
For the country.
In Vietnam.
But they were probably on a USO tour, I would assume.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's rude. That's rude to me. Come on now. So what are they complaining about? Huh?
Yeah, to be with the fucking rich kids.
Yeah, we love our families. We love our kids. Don't you know it's love that makes us all so rich?
What?
That's where it's at. If they don't like it, they can just get the hell out.
Get the heck out of here.
Osama bin Laden. bastard.
You some bitch.
Yep, I remember where I was when John Cena addressed the nation to inform us that we had caught and compromised.
Osama bin Laden
to a permanent end. I'd like you to raise your hand and salute.
Everybody salute Mr. Cena.
Do it. Say, sir, yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir. Chef, yes, chef.
Yep. I say chef whenever I'm in the kitchen now.
Yeah.
Yep. Right behind you, chef.
Hot behind, chef.
Corner, chef.
Corner, shit. Listen, my hair's turning white. My neck's always been red.
That's right.
My collar's still blue. And just the truth is what I sing to you, okay? We've always been red, white, and blue.
Always.
Okay, well, that was a good suggestion, Milkman.
Now, why don't you go on ChatGPT and ask it to write a song called Red, White, and Blue?
Okay. In what style?
Doesn't matter. Just ask it to write it. It'll know.
I'm going to use GPT-4 via Bing.
Oh, you think you're better than me?
You can use Bing, and that it'll do it, and it can access the internet and shit. It's even crazier. Whoa. Write a song in the style of Disturbed?
No. It's got to be Southern.
Kid Rock?
No.
Southern?
Yeah.
Soggy Bottom Boys?
No. The Allman Brothers. Ooh.
Here it is. Red, White, and Blue. As written by ChatGPT.
Look, my mama's got bad blood.
It's gone rotten.
Yep.
Yeah.
I reckon my mama ain't got much time left on account of her bad blood. Yep.
Now, I'm
leaders and leaders are just junk blood.
Right around the time she decides to let loose this mortal coil, I asked her, I said, Mama?
Yeah.
Is it be all right if I cut you open and put my son inside of you to keep him warm through this winter? And she said, yes, son, you do what you got to do as a man.
I'll tell you what, it's a whole lot of mama, too. She don't want...
It's a whole lot of mama.
It's a whole lot of mama. She's a big woman.
She is a large woman full of bad blood.
Yeah, her blood's rotten to the core.
Yeah, mama's blood's gone bum.
My mama said she'll be goddamned if we're going to call that crane company down here. you cut me open and,
and stick your son inside.
Stick your son.
Keep him nice and toasty all through the winter. Reckon, the winter around here is pretty chilly.
I reckon my meat will be warm for about 3-4 days after my passing.
And if you wouldn't mind after that, feed me to the pigs. Okay, you ready?
What if people from like up here talk that slowly, you know, but with no accent, you know? It'd be weird.
It'd be like, yeah, brain damage.
Yeah, but it works down there, you know? I'm a little jealous. They get to talk like that.
You get to take your time.
You get to take your time down there. I start doing it. Folks look at me funny.
Okay.
Hey, put this in the middle of the episode, would you? 2, 3, 4 times. Hey, we got shirts on sale there, mister. Hey there. Hey, we got some shirts on sale on our website, mister.
Let me tell you about my t-shirt. It's got a big fat Sasquatch.
It's got a big fat foot on it.
It's got a nice big old foot up in there.
Yeah, it's got a squatch. It's got a squatch on her.
It's a squatching shirt, and it says Cool Parents on it, and it's cheap. It's only $20. It's good quality.
It's pretty good.
It's a good quality shirt. You can get it by going to our link tree. And there's a link in our bio for that.
Yeah.
Link tree, and it's the first link in our tree.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You ready?
Yeah.
Red, White, and Blue. Red, White, and Blue by ChatGPT. I was born in a small town in Georgia where the peaches grow sweet And the sun shines bright.
This is already a better song than that one.
Yeah, it is. I learned to play guitar from my daddy.
Yeah.
He taught me how to sing the blues every night. He said, son, don't you ever forget where you come from and who you are. You're a child of the red, white, and blue. You got freedom in your heart and soul. You got music in your blood and bones. You're a child of the red, white, and blue. I grew up listening to the legends like Dwayne and Greg and Dickie Betts. Are those real? Dwayne and Greg? They showed me how to rock and roll with passion. They showed me how to slide and jam with finesse. They said, son, don't you ever give up on your dreams and your guitar. You're a child of the red, white, and blue. You got freedom in your heart and soul. You got music in your blood and bones. You're a child of the red, white, and blue. And then there's a bridge, even. Now I'm on the road with my own band. We're playing for the people all across the land. We're spreading love and joy with every song we do.
We do.
We're proud to be children of the red, white, and blue. We say, son, don't you ever stop sharing your gift and your voice. You're a child of the red, white, and blue. You got freedom in your heart and soul. You got music in your blood and your bones. You're a child of the red, white, and blue. And then there's even an outro. Yeah, we're children. Yeah. We're children of the red, white, and blue. We got freedom in our hearts and souls. We got music in our bloods and bones. It says bloods. We're children of the red, white, and blue. Wow, that was great. Okay, this is one of my favorite. So, Googie Review Bees, I go around the Google Earth or fucking Google Maps and find random businesses and random reviews, and we talk about them. You wanted to read this first one?
Yeah, El Coco Rayado down San Antonio. David Garcia, 1 star. The service is so.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a different voice.
Yeah, the service is so means not as I expected. The food was eggly, gave me a stomach ack. Feel sick now. The meat, M-E-T, was kind of old. How do you know? Overall, I will not be recommended.
I will not recommend it.
Oh, my bad. Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm having a stroke. Overall, I will not recommend it for dinner, this restaurant, maybe for breakfast.
I love this one so much. Not as I expected.
The food was ugly.
Gave me a stomach ache. A-C-K-E.
Is that ugly?
It was ageley. The food was ageley.
Because he does say the meat was old.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. So this place is called The Rock Box in San Antonio, Texas. From a review from Walty Dualicker.
Yeah, it's old Walty Dualicker.
1 star. Not legit, and the owner is greasy.
Yep.
See, where I come from, a greasy owner is a good owner. Especially for the Rock Box in San Antonio.
He's the owner of this place is a fucking pig.
He's a grease ball. Yeah.
Greasy prick.
What a perfect set of words.
He's a greasy devil.
In that voice, that's like the perfect pairing of words. Greasy prick.
Greasy prick.
He's a greasy prick.
I don't have time for no greasy pricks around here.
Yeah, the owner's a real greasy prick.
Yeah, he's no Big Lou. This is Big Lou's Pizza down San Antonio. 1 star. Daniel Gilmore. I'm trying to think. Well, I don't want to overdo the Texas one, you know what I mean? But it is down Texas.
This is Texas.
It is down Texas, I reckon.
And the rest I don't think
are. Now, look, mister, I don't want to I don't want to overdo it or nothing.
Yeah, no, ain't nobody going to
get... I don't know why I'm explaining myself.
You got to be yourself, mister.
Yep.
You got to learn to be yourself.
If it feels right, if the glove fits,
it feels good. Do it.
I got bloods. One star. I would love to give a actual review. However, I wanted to try the 42-inch pizza.
No, some... no. That's 42 foot.
Wow, my man.
Yeah, he's got a single apostrophe, 42-foot pizza.
Wanted to try the 42-foot pizza with some military buds. The 42-foot can take up to 2 hours to cook. They did not let us order it ahead or let us sit until the whole party arrived.
I love the idea of a bunch of military dudes just going to town on a 42-foot pizza.
Yeah, got the whole platoon down here.
Yeah, the Navy SEALs. We would challenge the Marines to a who could eat the most 42-foot pizzas in the PT every morning.
The SEALs would eat a 42-foot pizza, no problem. I'm switching in and out of voices. It's fucking me up.
All right. The next one is from Lori Nye down at Rib Crib Barbecue in Callaway, Florida.
What's her name? Lori Nye, the Rib Crib guy.
Okay. No, this one is probably an actual, like, my favorite, maybe ever. One star. Well, I can tell Emplopy.
Emplopy.
I can tell Emplopy.
Emplopy.
Emplopy. At the Rib Crib. They are less than people. They are treated with no respect unless on salary, no hours if lose house. Have to walk, no car, oh well. Come in for 1 hour, LOL. And don't forget split shifts, which might bring two hour. What a joke. And you're a man of God? God don't like ugly.
Wow.
I love Emplopy. It's just such a good
way. Well, I could tell Emplopy at the Rib Crib they're less than people.
God don't like ugly. No.
No.
No, God don't like ugly.
No, look, God's an Emplopy man. Emplopy.
God is an Emplopy. All right, here you go.
Piggly Wiggly.
down at the Piggly Wiggly.
Out of Georgia, down Georgia way.
Yep.
From Pam Bullock. Pam Bullock. Was unable to use debit card or write a check. Not what? Everyone has cash on hand at this time. Really?
At this time? What?
Really?
Really?
Your register and scanner works, but not your card reader. Maybe hook up another generator or two. Try something. Two stars.
Yeah, hook up a... That's what you do. If you're having malfunctioning electronics, just give it more electricity.
Electricity.
Just cook up a couple more generators and get to work.
Used to bring you to the green room before they pump you full of electricity.
Yep, and the next one's down in Pleasant Grove Baptist Church in Edgefield, South Carolina, from Joseph Williams. Three stars. Was given supplies containing food.
Give me chips.
What does that mean?
What was the place?
It was a church.
Oh.
Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. So they gave him some supplies for surviving the incoming apocalypse. This was when Joe Biden got elected.
Oh, yeah.
Three stars, was given supplies contained. So if you wanted the supplies, it's good that it contained food. So right. Why is it only three stars?
Well, the food wasn't that good.
Oh, okay. You could at least give me a couple racks of ribs or something.
Yeah, there's no barbecue sauce.
There's no fried okra to speak of.
Golden Banana, Peabody, Massachusetts.
Down Peabody, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking yep. Golden Banana.
Yep.
Huge cocks.
Josh C. over here.
Huge
number
cocks.
Number one star. Number one.
The first star.
This decrepit place is the architectural equivalent of a puddle of diarrhea on this side of Route 1. The absolute joke of the North Shore. Fucking place sucks, kid.
Dude, this place is fucking stupid.
Fucking place sucks, kid. I give it.
You shitting me, dude? They kicked me out.
Yeah, the stripper came over.
They kicked me out. The stripper rubbed a pussy on me.
The stripper came over to me. I said, don't rub your fucking pussy on my shirt. Don't rub your pussy on my shirt. It costs more than your fucking life, kid.
I got kicked out. It's fucking bullshit. Well, the next one's Kimball Farm, Carlisle in Carlisle, Mass. Bruce Bedard. Bruce Bedded. Crow was chaotic, crossing the street, life-threatening. The parking could be the worst in the nation. The ice cream is not that good. Westford has failed the citizens. They should put the hammer down on this short-sighted family. This is code. It's got to be code. Crow was chaotic, crossing the street, life-threatening. Oh, maybe it's a poem.
That's it. Read it as slam poetry.
Crow was chaotic, crossing the street, life-threatening. The parking lot could be the worst in the nation. The ice cream, not that good. Westford has failed the citizens. They should put the hammer down on this short-sighted family. One step.
Fuck slam poetry. I gotta say, fuck it.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like just the way that William Shatner talks.
Yeah. One star. It's a first slam poetry.
Was chaotic.
Look, I don't complain
crossing
a lot.
The star.
I don't complain a lot on this show.
The parking could be the worst in the nation.
But fuck slam poetry.
Yeah, talk shit. Talk your shit.
That's it. That's all I got.
Good.
Make a polk. Belly Buster Diner and Bill Ricka.
Bill Ricka, dude.
All right. Well, yeah.
Dude, my mother lives there.
One star. Definition of Bill Ricka trash. Frozen ham, frozen hash browns. Place is a fucking mess. I'd rather eat my own flesh. He didn't say fucking mess, just a mess. But
just a mess. I'd rather eat my own flesh.
I'd rather eat my own flesh.
Well, that'll be easy to do when your belly busts.
All I gotta say, he made an account just to write this review.
One review, yeah.
That's it.
Bill Ricka, I don't even know how to use my smartphone, but I had my fucking cousin set it up for me.
I'd rather eat my own flesh.
Because I was so fucking pissed. I was so pissed, dude.
Belly Buster Diner sucks.
Sucks ass, dude. Now we got the Wonderland Auto in Revere, Mass. From Yasin Hassan, one star. This man stole my car and rammed it into the nearest McDonald's. I don't even like McDonald's.
You went in between Southern and Massachusetts.
Well, because I saw McDonald's.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
McDonald's.
I don't even like McDonald's, dude. Are you shitting me? And then a bunch of mad emojis. And then the owner responded. These are my favorite. I love it when the owners respond. Yes, and what car did you buy? We do not have you in our database. Who is this man? Googie, please tell me, who is this Yasin Hassan?
Wow. Beautiful mystery.
Wow.
Revere Firefighters Credit in Revere.
I think it's the credit union, but I don't know.
Jay Archer, 5 stars. This is the best spot to sit and watch how they drive, self-absorbed and don't care.
No idea what that's supposed to mean.
No, me neither, but I love it.
Sit and watch. So it's a good spot to sit and watch people drive shittily.
Yeah.
Because they're self-absorbed and don't care.
They don't fucking care.
Okay, I got it. 5 stars, I guess. This one's a good one. There's some tea in here about our Zach Bagans boy, host of Ghost Adventures, everybody's favorite ghost hunter. Jenny Foy rated 2 stars Zach Bagans Haunted Museum in Las Vegas. She said, I'm giving it 2 stars because I really enjoy the serial killer room. I've been multiple times since 2019, and each time it was worse than the last. The last time I went, when a friend was visiting and wanted to go, everyone else had the RIP tickets. But we chose not to upgrade because I knew it wouldn't be worth the price. The only thing the RIP people were able to do were things that used to be part of the regular tour. When I saw how quickly they were down in the basement, I was very happy we didn't spend the extra money. Being a local, I've met a few folks who have worked here, and the work life is terrible, and the pay is well below $15.
Wow.
But it's a privilege to work there. I recently met someone in the paranormal world who's known Zach for years, and Zach would ask him to make up stories about paranormal activity, but this person would refuse. If you're a fan of fake paranormal things and Zach, then this might be your jam. Also, there's a room, and in this room, there's a bed where multiple assaults happened to young men. absolutely no need for this bed to be part of a museum. Coming from Jenny Foy, who loves the serial killer room. Yeah, she's talking shit. You think it's true? You think Zach asks people just to make up ghost stories? I don't. I don't buy it for a second. Not my Zach.
I'm going to call him and say, hey, how much do you get paid?
Yeah. We just need to corroborate this review.
It's got to be more now. Come on, Zach. Dish out a little more money.
This was a week ago.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's when they left the review, at least. But I don't believe you, Jenny Foy. First of all, I don't believe you.
I'm a skeptic. Shango Marijuana Dispensary in Las Vegas. Shango. Stoner with a boner. 2 months ago. 1 star. Ryan sucks. Terrible service. He just stared at me like a D-bag. Everybody else got a bud tenders that talk to them and help them. This jerk should be fired. Terrible. Stay away.
Wow.
S-H-U-D. He
just stared at me like a fucking D-bag.
He should be fired.
Should. S-H-U-D. Should. This is just a place. I just saw this while I was roaming around on there. A tourist attraction in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, called the Place of 1,000 Drips. it's a waterfall.
It's going to be a lot more than 1,000.
But just a really great name for this location. The Place of 1,000 Drips.
Where'd you go on vacation? Oh, I went to, you'll never believe it, the Place
of 1,000.
Of 1,000. It was extraordinary.
Drips as far as the eye can see.
Me and me wife went to the Place of 1,000 Drips, won't we?
Isn't me. Well, how about this one?
Chip Hobby. Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum.
I can't believe that exists. Yeah, also in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
I can believe it. Yeah, by Chip Hobby.
Chip Hobby.
One star.
The owner, he created Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Must have your mask over your nose on at all times and $3 a piece to enter to see Salt and Pepper Shakers. What a freaking joke. Please help me, baby Jesus. Have I entered another dimension?
I was hoping you'd hit the dimension.
Chip Hobby.
Chip Hobby's not too happy to put the mask over his nose.
Nope.
Oh. Now I'll put it over my lips because I'm used to having a big mustache. So it doesn't do nothing to me. I don't even notice it's there. But how am I supposed to breathe through my nose while my mouth is stuffed full of dip? Come on now.
I never understood that during the pandemic. The people that, like, how do you not know? That's all they say.
That's their compromise. They're like,
I'll put it on, but I'm not putting it over my nose.
No, sir.
I don't even believe in the stuff.
I ain't even got a working nose, fella.
Nope. Now open up your store.
Let me in there, mister. I got a nose hole full of BBs on account of my older brother shooting me in the face when I was a child.
I'm running low on hockey pads.
Chip Hobby. Yep, dimension. Okay. Now, the next one's at Tesco Extra in Islesworth, UK, isn't it? From Doru Inash, 1 star. The toilet was a disaster. The toilet was a disaster. Very bad smell there and also very dirty. No soup there. And very difficult to wash your hands. Not recommend. No soup.
Very difficult to wash your hands.
Very dirty. Very bad smell. Okay, here you go.
Elthorn Park High School in London. Johnny Roswan.
The English department was terrible.
I got an F.
I got a F. The English, it says D-A, the English.
The English department was terrible. I got AF.
That's from Johnny Rezwan. Okay, let's see.
Wicks.
This is from Wix in London. Paul Coates, 1 star.
Nickname Red.
What?
Red Coates.
Oh, I get it.
British, because of that war.
Saturday, 5th of March, went in store, purchased 2 bags of kiln-dried sand. Sand? The individual who served me, lad, mid-20s, Asian, shaved hair, with a ponytail. What a ignorant, rude individual. A better word would be what a cunt. If this is Wix customer service training, you should be ashamed. Leave it to B&Q. This is the South Ealing branch, isn't it?
Wow. What an ignorant, rude individual.
What a cunt. What
a better
cunt.
Word would be what a cunt.
What a cunt. Yeah, good. Good stuff. I think this is our last one. So here you go.
Madame Tussauds. 1 star.
In London. That's the Wax Museum.
Craig, enjoyed our visit. However, not impressed by the staff member who should have been professional started having a go when he saw my Newcastle United bag, stating his football team should have had 2 penalties. Why he felt the need to go on like this to a paying customer. Keep the football banter for the pub, mate.
Keep that banter in the pub. I love
said,
that.
My That's football just... team should have had 2 penalties.
Not my team. I'm a Manchester United kind of bloke.
You don't talk about religion.
And you don't talk about football. So,
don't
you don't talk about football? Talk you talk, don't talk, talk about football, right? So that's the end of that segment.
Oh, Sue Johansson passed.
What, she did?
She did. Yeah.
She did. She die fucking.
Didn't say.
Talk sex with Sue.
That was a great program.
It was.
I learned a lot from her.
I did. I learned all about the pussy hole.
Learned all about fucking sucking.
I learned about what my penis is supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah. I hear it's supposed to have skin on the sides. Mine's all head. It looks like a beef jerky.
Well, they circumcised me all the way down. Like a banana peel.
Yep.
Okay, well.
It's a bit raw.
It's a bit raw. It's a little bit infected, isn't it? Let's see. Anything else I got in here? Let's do another ChatGPT song. Everybody seems to love those.
Is it easy to do like one of those like preset guitar things?
I could probably find a loop or something. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
As I say, you should play a loop and then we could sing it.
Let's see.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do just a Disturbed song. That's good.
Okay. All right, so let's get the lyrics. About what?
Joint pain. Armadillo slop.
What?
Huh? Horse dip.
About tobacco for horses.
Sure.
Chewing tobacco for horses.
Tobacco.
Okay, that's right. It says this is a bit weird, but I hope you enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's fine. We could just make like a rap rock song.
You think you're so tough, you think you're so cool. You think you're the king of the stable. You like to chew tobacco, you like to spit it out. You like to make a mess on the hay. But you don't know what you're doing. You
don't know what you're chewing.
Yep. You don't know the damage you're causing. You're putting yourself in danger. You're putting your health at risk.
I don't even know how to make that a song. You're putting your life on the line.
Yep.
Wait, this isn't supposed to be a rap rock or a Disturbed song.
Huh?
It's supposed to be a Disturbed song.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Take it away. You can just, I won't interrupt.
Chewing tobacco for horses is not a good idea. Chewing tobacco for horses is not a smart choice. Chewing tobacco for horses is not a healthy habit. Chewing tobacco for horses is not a way to live. You think it makes you stronger? You think it makes you faster? You think it gives you an edge in the race? You like to show off your skills? You like to show off your speed? You like to show off your power?
Yeah!
But you don't know what you're losing.
Nope.
You don't know what you're wasting. You don't know the price you're paying. You're losing your teeth and gums. You're wasting your breath and lungs. You're paying with your blood and pain.
Oh, yeah. You can't reason with a horse, you know?
Hell no. Hell no. Chewing tobacco for horses is not a good idea. Chewing tobacco for horses is not a smart choice.
No, no, sir.
Chewing tobacco for horses is not a healthy habit.
Yep.
Chewing tobacco for horses is not a way to live. There's a better way to be. There's a better way to see. There's a better way to feel and taste. There's a better way to live. There's a better way to give. There's a better way to love and race.
What? Race?
Of horse.
Oh, horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop chewing tobacco for horses. It's not a good idea. Stop chewing tobacco for horses. It's not a smart choice.
Nope.
Stop chewing tobacco for horses. It's not a healthy habit. Stop chewing tobacco for horses. It's not a way to live.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeehaw.
Yep. Yeehaw.
That's a good song.
That's a good song. Heavy rock.
Sunk.
So that's it. That's the end of our show. End of our program. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a nice one.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That's a pretty good one.
Pretty good.
So. If you got anything you want to tell us, you want to talk a little shit or give us ideas or, you know, whatever, you can find us on Instagram. Where is that?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
That's a good way to get a hold of us. We're also on TikTok.
Cool_parents.
And what's our website where that has all our links?
Coolparents.co.
And you can get a t-shirt.
Yeah, we got shirts up there.
Yeah, they're cool shirts. They got Bigfoots on them. Sell them like hotcakes. Get them while they're hot.
Yep. Hey, put this in the middle of the episode, would you? 2, 3, 4 times. Hey, we got shirts on sale there, mister. Hey there. Hey, we got some shirts on sale on our website, mister.
Let me tell you about my t-shirt. It's got a big fat Sasquatch.
It's got a big fat foot on it.
It's got a nice big old foot up in there.
Yeah, it's got a Squatch. Got a Squatch on her.
It's a Squatching shirt, and it says Cool Parents on it, and it's cheap. It's only $20. It's good quality.
It's pretty good.
It's a good quality shirt. You can get it by going to our link tree, and there's a link in our bio for that.
Yeah.
Link tree, and it's the first link in our tree. Leave us a good rating and a good review wherever you're listening, and tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast, starring
me,
Curtis Charles.
And me, Turbo Justy.
Turbo Boy.
Turbo Justy. I changed it.
Okay.
Bitch.
Fuck the world.
Busted, bitch.